Coming up Friday and Saturday, two wonderful works with the Lafayette Ballet. It's their spring presentation, and joining me is Sandra Petticola. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
These are very different ideas, I think. You know, the idea of discovery, remorse, redemption, and animals, people, and artists. They're similar and different. And I love that there's, you know, this very French, very fun music that we know by Sassaz.
Yes.
And then some Spanish flair that I think that comes through.
Well, what's interesting is that Guridi is... He is not the Spanish feel that you think of. He was very influenced by all the Europeans of his time, but there is a sincerity with his music that I absolutely love. The piece that drew my attention was a choral piece, and he was a choral director in Bilboa, and he did this piece called Thus Sang the Children. And it is actually a group of children, and at one point one of them dies, and there's this very sad section, and then it picks up again like, hey, we're still kids, let's live. So I intersperse that with some of his Basque melodies and also with some Héctor Villa-Lobos.
Very powerful music and ideas that are coming up. And it's always fun because you can work in your space. You know, this is one of those things that...
Oh, it is such a pleasure.
You know, that I imagine that makes things so nice because you're not waiting to go to the hall or in that... whatnot,
right,
that you
right.
are actually working there.
Right. And we have a hiatus in January, February, March, where we are not in the space because it's too cold to heat it. So we are in a little small studio. And then when we get into the big space, it's just amazing to see it take on different, literally, dimensions.
My guest is Sandra Petticola, and Personas is the theme. Carnival of the Animals, there are so many facets to it.
It is so wonderful.
And they are, and they're small pieces, but the instrumentation, besides the pianos, change, and I think that's always fascinating. I imagine that's fun to choreograph.
Oh, it is wonderful. You know, you take a very famous piece like that wonderful Waltz of the Elephant, you know, the slow waltz, and it's so much fun to create this character which has life and grace, but is still an elephant.
Oh, yeah. And I imagine I've looked at, you know, LafayetteBallet.org and on the wonderful Facebook account that you guys have. That's Facebook.com/LafayetteBallet. And to be able to see costumes a little bit already and some previews, there's a lot that goes into all of this. It's not just the space and technique, although that is, you know, the bottom line. But there's all sorts of the dance, the music, and costumes. That this is, you know, it's a lot of storytelling.
Costumes are very integral in a storytelling, and they can be subtle or they can be over the top. I mean, we would all love a budget where we could just do almost anything. But I think the trick is to keep them within the limits of reasonable budget, but also of movement quality. So, you know, my elephant is not huge. It's just a hoop that kind of gives the idea of dimension. My favorite costumes are actually the pianists. I have a pair of dueling pianists, and I turned two tutus into grand pianos in the circle. One is a Pleyel piano, and one is a Steinway piano.
Oh,
and
man.
They have the whole logo on them and everything.
Oh, man. Well, you can see this 7:30, June 1st and June 2nd. It's a Friday and Saturday evening. It's there on downtown Lafayette on 6th Street, the Lafayette Ballet Ballroom. I think it's awesome. There's no cost. You just need to reserve. You just need to call or email because you want to be able to have space.
Great. That's great. The email is wonderful. It's easy to keep track of. Written word.
Yeah. And so that's simply LafayetteBalletCo@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
What's the phone number?
765-423-1633.
What would you say to someone that has some spare time Friday or Saturday? What would you say to encourage them to come see these young people perform?
I think they would be surprised at the integrity and the tightness of the performance. It's a very professional performance in that every performer there understands what the entire piece is about. They have really listened to a lot of lecture and a lot of teamwork. And I often pick a subject that is a little difficult for them and takes them out of their comfort zone. So this one with Thus Sang the Children is the topic of discrimination. And whether you apply that to a school situation of bullying or you apply it to world affairs, it's there everywhere. And so we have such a personal drama of turning very mild-mannered students into aggressive or very remorseful or very empathetic personas on the stage, and that's not necessarily them. And they are learning a tremendous amount about how to deal with the world. The other item that I think really draws people is the richness of the music in that space. And there are several people who come just for the music, and they have told me that. Yes, they enjoy the dance, they do. But I do have a tendency to pick unusual pieces that aren't very often presented publicly.
Yeah, and I imagine these discussions and learning opportunities continue beyond just the rehearsal. I imagine that this, whether it's with family or with colleagues,
comes around. And I was advising someone with a small child that, yes, this is a very difficult topic, but there's nothing visually that's offensive, and maybe it will trigger questions. And I think that that is the job of art. Good art is to carry on to people's lives and create these questions of how do we live.
Sandra, it's great to see you, and we're looking forward to so much more. We hope you'll come back.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thank you, John.